plus one. We've all been invited to something with those two words included. For most of us, we bring our partner, easy call. If we're not in a relationship, it gets a little trickier. But for a member of Congress, what to do with that extra ticket for tonight's State of the Union address, that's far more complex. Who senators and representatives invite can be loaded with symbolism. We're about to hear from two of this year's guests. The first is the plus one for Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio. We'll also speak with the guests of Democratic Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia from Illinois. Let's start, though, with Roshan Abbas. Roshan is a Uyghur human rights activist. Her host, Senator Rubio, is the co-chairman of the Congressional Executive Commission on China. Roshan, we hear over a million Uyghurs and Muslims are in detention in Xinjiang and China. Who's going to be on your mind tonight?
As I enter the House chamber tonight, I will be thinking of my sister, Dr. Gulshan Abbas, and the millions of others in the concentration camps in China right now. An entire region living under the George Orwell's police state without any rights. I'll be thinking of all these people.
Your aunt and older sister were sent to internment camps, and your aunt was released. Your sister, I understand, is still missing. I believe you harbor this grim suspicion that it's because of your activism that your aunt and older sister may have been sent to those camps. When was the last time you heard from either of them?
Since the situation deteriorated rapidly in the spring of 2017, I stopped communicating with anybody, including my sister, my aunt, my friends, which I did so to protect them. But 6 days after I spoke at one of the think tanks in Washington, D.C., my sister and my aunt, they both got abducted on the same day, although they live about 900 miles away from each other. It has been more than 17 months now. We have absolutely no information on my sister's whereabouts.
How do you think she's doing?
I have no idea. She needs medications. She's supposed to take medicine. But now, especially with the current outbreak of coronavirus, I am deeply concerned. The coronavirus outbreak affected thousands of people in Wuhan, China, and now there are more than 18 cases found in our region. We are really worried for our relatives. If the virus makes its way into the camps right now, Chinese government will be responsible for this further atrocities, and it's going to become actual mass killing. That's what I worry.
Well, that does seem like a legitimate fear at this point. Do you know if President Trump is likely to mention the Uyghurs and others in these detention camps and prisons in China? What have you heard?
I don't know about that, but I sure hope that President Trump will mention this atrocity. And I sure hope that President Trump is going to be the leader to stop this genocide of my people before it's too late.
What we've seen so far is that Trump has put little pressure on Chinese officials on behalf of the Uyghurs. Vice President Mike Pence has mentioned the treatment of Uyghurs a few times, but mostly it seems Trump's been using his leverage with China to get a better trade deal. Why do you think human rights in China have not been more prominent on his agenda?
As you said, it's the economy, and the world community is basically turning a blind eye. What are we waiting for? You know, I want to ask the world community, what are we waiting for? Gas chambers? What does it take to take a concrete action against China?
Roshan Abbas is a Uyghur human rights activist. Her aunt and older sister were sent to Chinese internment camps. Tonight, Roshan will be the guest of Senator Marco Rubio, Florida Republican, at the State of the Union address. Roshan, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Marco.
Let's turn now to Representative Jesus Chuy Garcia, a Democrat from Illinois, and his State of the Union guest, Miguel Perez. Perez served two tours of duty in Afghanistan before being stripped of his green card and deported to Mexico after a nonviolent drug conviction. Perez eventually received a pardon. He became a U.S. citizen last October. I asked Congressman Garcia why he's bringing Perez to tonight's address.
We wanted to highlight his case because it's representative of many cases, perhaps hundreds of veterans that have been deported. We don't even keep track of how many have been deported, and we want to bring it to the attention of the Congress and the executive branch as well. We believe that veterans should be treated differently. If they're suffering from PTSD, they should be able to get services. They should be able to get medical attention instead of the fate that Miguel met, which was the deportation and separation from his family.
Well, Congressman, thank you very much for that introduction. Can you pass the mic over to Miguel?
Sure. Here's Miguel Bettis Jr.
Hi, Miguel.
Hello.
Hi. Miguel, you've had an eventful several years, embraced by the U.S. military, then deported, and now you're back in the U.S. with legal citizenship. So what frame of mind will you be in as you step into the House chamber tonight?
Well, hopefully the president can focus on veterans and the immigration system because deported veterans fall into both categories.
So you were deported following a nonviolent drug conviction in 2010, and that was after spending years in the Army, including two tours of duty in Afghanistan. Why do you think you went to drugs and were a substance abuser after your time in the service?
When I transitioned out of the military, we didn't have the resources that we have now as far as transitioning from the military to civilian life. And at the time, I did not recognize the symptoms that I was having, and I started self-medicating, which that led to my drug conviction. Many veterans fall into the same steps that I fell, and the difference is that being a natural-born citizen, they can actually go ahead and serve their sentence and return home to their families and to their communities, as opposed to immigrant soldiers that commit a crime, go to prison, do their sentence, and then are faced with deportation.
Despite your service, though, Immigration and Customs Enforcement detained you, took away your green card, and eventually deported you. Now you're back. But tonight, what in particular are you hoping to hear in the speech about immigration?
Well, hopefully we can hear something new because it's time to update the laws and policies that are in place right now that they're separating families. I want my presence to shine a light on those flaws in our system. If you can deport veterans, I mean, what chances do non-soldiers or non-service members have?
Miguel Perez served two tours of duty in Afghanistan before being stripped of his green card and deported to Mexico for a nonviolent drug conviction. He's now back in the U.S. as a legal citizen. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Miguel. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.